Everybody ready for Sunday school? Yeah? On the back of your sheet, it says children's hymns and choruses. You can pick any one in there. I'm not going to guarantee that I know the tune, but if you want children's ones, they're on the very back. So if anybody has one that they'd like to sing, just put up your hand. Caleb?
43.
Number 43. One door and only one. Okay. One door and only one, and yet its sides are two, inside and out.
Side on which side are you? One door and only one, and yet its sides are two. Are on the inside, on which side are you?
Mark's teaching me how to be a pro with this mic. Last year, or a couple years ago, I did this, and I was so nervous. My voice was shaking, and I said, this time he's going to give me a new mic. My voice isn't going to shake. Do you think it's the mic that's not making me shake, or somebody else helping me? Who else would be helping me this morning? God, the Lord Jesus, yeah. Anybody have another one they'd like to sing?
47.
Number 47. When he cometh, okay. When he cometh,
when he cometh to make up his jewels, all his jewels, precious jewels, his love and his own. Like the stars of the morning, his bright crown adorning,
some good singers in the front row up here. Sounds really good. Yes, sir?
41.
Number 41. Around the throne of God in heaven. Okay. Around the throne of God
in heaven will many children sing.
Thank you.
Isaac?
46.
Very good. Glad T-I-D. He wants us to have our sins washed away, just like it says in the hymn, and in 41 it says, white and clean, doesn't he? I didn't realize there were so many more children over here, sorry. Does anybody else have one they'd like to sing? Oh, the hands. This lady right here. Number 44. Okay.
Into a tent where a gypsy boy lay.
One boy back there had his hand up. Yes, sir. What is it?
39.
Number 39.
What a friend we have in Jesus.
sorry. Very good singing up here, I can tell you. These kids are great singers. Do you children want to come up here and sit in the front row too? I only have a few minutes left. I was going to sing number 32 also, but I'll just look at it quick. It says, "What can wash away my sins?" Does anybody know the answer? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. You're right. Very good. Okay, let's close our eyes and we'll ask the Lord Jesus for help, okay? Our God and our Father, we thank Thee for this time here this morning that we can come together, these children and a few older ones too, and we can have a time to learn a little bit about Thee in Sunday school. Lord, that we can learn how Thou dost love us, to die for us, just want to wash our sins away. And Lord, we pray that these little lessons this morning, everyone might see that truly it is Thee alone that can do these things and can save us and wash us as white as snow, take all our sins away. So Lord, we would just pray for guidance and direction and help, and that each one is asked Thee into their heart. We thank Thee for this and pray in these things. In Thy name, Lord Jesus Christ, amen. Well, who can tell me what sin is? Can somebody tell me what is a sin? Anybody? Yes, sir?
Bad things.
I think you said the same thing, didn't you? Bad things. What is a bad thing? Not obeying your parents. That's a good one. I was talking to my boys about that this morning, right, Caleb and Isaac? Not obeying your parents. That's a good one. Do you think I've ever done any sin? Really? Really?
Yes.
Everybody does. Wow. Do you know a verse that says that? No? Yes?
All have sinned and come short of the glory of God.
Right. Where is that found? Romans? Is that the right one? Romans chapter 3. In verse 23 it says, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." Well, you're right. I'm a sinner too. But when I was little, I went to Sunday school just like you. And I'm so happy that my parents took me to Sunday school. And I got to listen and learn more about Him, about the Lord Jesus Christ. Sunday school is very important. And maybe one day you'll grow up, if the Lord leaves us here, and you'll have children, and you'll remember some of these things that you learned, and you'll take them to Sunday school too. Sunday school is an important meeting. How can I get rid of my sins?
By being saved.
By being saved. Caleb, what were you going to say? By asking the Lord Jesus to wash your sins away. You know, we spoke about David a little bit yesterday. And if you look in Psalm chapter 51, some of these are maybe a little bit hard to understand, but Psalm chapter 51, verse 1, it says, "Have mercy upon me, O God, according to Thy loving kindness, according to, unto the multitude of Thy tender mercies, blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from mine iniquity," or my sin. "Cleanse me from my sin." David loved God, and he knew he was the only one that could take all his sin away. And if you look in Isaiah chapter 1, I might be a little nervous. I'm having a hard time turning the pages. What do you think? Isaiah chapter 1 and verse 18, it says, anybody open to it? You want to read it? Can you stand up nice and loud? Oh,
just one ears.
Come now, and let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool.
There you go. Thank you. Sins are scarlet. Oh, they'd be red like crimson. You see that? That's what we look like in our sin. You know, I was talking about being a little boy and going to Sunday school. I grew up here in a little village called Laurinville. The meeting is there, and there's one in St. John as well. But I remember being your age and sitting in the front row and having competitions to read and sing with my cousin Keith. And Mr. Roach got up one day, and he's just sitting over here behind Mr. Kemp, and he had something like this, and I remember it very well. And he might have talked on the same verses. I don't remember that part, but my eye was really caught to this, so I hope it works. I hope this works. So in the verse it says, though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Well, he wants to wash our sins away. It says, the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanseth us from all sin, right? In 1 Peter chapter 2, for as much as ye know that you are not redeemed with corruptible things such as silver and gold, but with the precious blood of Christ as of a lamb without blemish and without spot. So he wants to get all these spots and take them away from us. He wants to wash our sins away. So he died on the cross for you and I. And then he shed his precious blood. You remember the soldier when he pierced his side? He shed his blood and water. I'm really hoping I don't make a mess here. Well, he did that so that we could have our sins washed away. Which looks better? Which way looks better? This way? Do you want your insides and your heart to look like this? Or do you want it to be full of sin? This way? Me too. So I was a little boy and I get on my knees and I believed that the Lord Jesus died for me on the cross and shed his precious blood. So I asked him to come into my heart and wash my sins away. And you know he did. He did. And how do I know that he did that? Anybody? We spoke about this yesterday too. How do I know that the Lord... Yes? Because the Bible tells it and we believe it. We put our faith, our trust in God, don't we? We spoke of that yesterday and you know... if you turn to... 1 Samuel chapter 17 talks a little bit about David. Do you remember David and King Saul? What did David do? He put all his trust in God, but what did he do? Anything you can remember? Yes. He killed Goliath. He killed Goliath. Goliath was bigger than him, you're right. So do you think he did it by himself? No. So once we're saved, can we do this by ourselves here in this world? No. We need God to help us. You're right. You guys got good answers up here. Really good. Well, you know, David, he says in verse... Saul didn't quite think David could do it on his own. You know, he wanted to give him special stuff to wear and he wanted to protect him and... And David says, verse 34, David said unto Saul, thy servant kept his father's sheep, and there came a lion and a bear, and took a lamb out of the flock. And I went out after him and smote him, and delivered it out of his mouth. And when he arose against me, I caught him by his beard and smote him and slew him. Thy servant slew both the lion and the bear. Do you think you could kill a bear and a lion? No? What if God helped you? Do we have enough faith to believe that He would help us to do that? He can help us to do anything while we're here if we put our trust in Him. He goes on to say, "And this uncircumcised Philistine," that's the giant you spoke of, "shall be as one of them, seeing he hath defied the armies of the living God. David said, moreover, the Lord that delivered me out of the paw of the lion and out of the paw of the bear, He will deliver me out of the hand of the Philistine." The Lord that delivered me. God delivered him, didn't He? He took care of him. Saul wanted him to wear all this stuff. You know, I brought this. I like the snowmobile. And I'm not going to say I go fast because my wife would be upset. But, you know, who wants to try this on? Anybody? You want to try this on? No? Yeah? Come on up. Come on up. What do you think of that? Now, you think if a bear attacked you right now, would that help you?
Not really.
Not really. Do you think if you had to fight the giant, would it help you?
Nope.
No. What if you had this on? You put that on? I don't want to wreck your hair. Look at that. Now what? What do you think? Are you protected?
No.
No. You really aren't, are you? We fool ourselves by thinking that this stuff can protect us from Satan and from the bad things that happen in this world. But they don't. You know, I was wearing that one day. I had a brand new snowmobile, and it was obviously too big for me. I should have been driving one of the kids' snowmobiles, I think. And I was going too fast, and I come up this trail, and I went around the corner, and I missed the corner. And I went over, and I hit a stump that was sticking up. But this far, you couldn't see it, though. It was covered in snow. And it bucked the ski up so hard, and it turned my snowmobile on its side. And I had all that stuff on, and it didn't do anything to help me. I slid up over the gas tank, and there's a great big huge gas cap on the snowmobile, and it caught me in the leg here, and it left such a bruise and a welt, it didn't go away for years, this big bump in my leg. I thought I was prepared, and I wasn't prepared for anything. I thought I wore all the right stuff. I thought I had the armor that I needed, but I didn't. And that's what David said to Saul. He took all that stuff off. He says, "I haven't proved it, but the Lord will deliver me. He'll help me." And you know, if you turn to 1 Peter chapter 5, it tells us about casting all your care upon Him in verse 7. It means to turn to Him for everything. Okay, "Cast all your care upon Him, for He careth for you. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary," listen, "your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion." Do you remember the lion that David had to fight? Well, here's our roaring lion, the devil. "Walketh about, seeking whom he may devour, whom resist steadfast in the faith." Stay strong in your faith with God. Keep your trust strong. He'll keep you protected from that lion, from Satan. Because he wants to take us down so bad. He wants to... You know, my wife makes cookies. Does Mommy make cookies? Does she? Yeah. Well, my wife makes cookies. And I don't like cookies per se an hour after they're cooked. I like them when they're still in the pan or they're still in the bowl. So sometimes when my wife goes to get the pan out of the oven, I'll go like this, and I take the cookie, and I'm like, "Is that good?" "It's good. It tastes good, but it wasn't good. I was so tempted to take that cookie that I did it. I should have said, hon, can I have one of these nice..." I like the teaser too, but... So we have to be really careful. And there's only one that can protect us, and who do we say that was? Anybody? Jesus. In Ephesians chapter 6, he tells us about the armor that we need. Ephesians chapter 6. Now, you know, if I really looked at this, I'd probably have to get Mr. Roach or Mr. Kent or Mr. Secor or somebody to explain more of this to me. So I don't expect you to understand it all, because I don't. But I'm going to read it to you. It says in verse 10, "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Put on the whole armor of God." That would be what David did, didn't he? That other armor, that breastplate and that helmet and that sword. They weren't going to do anything for David and that giant, were they? No, he had to put on the whole armor of God. "That ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil," that roaring lion. "For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places." It says, "Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand." It says, "Therefore, stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, take the shield of faith." Take the shield of faith. Anybody want to tell me quick what faith is? Yes?
Believing.
Faith is believing. Faith is believing in something that you can't see. Quick example, you remember Thomas, after the Lord Jesus died? Thomas, he wouldn't believe. He said, "Unless I see the Lord Jesus and thrust my hand into his side and see the nail prints in his hand, I won't believe." You remember that? So the Lord Jesus came and Thomas saw him. He said, "Here I am, Thomas. Here's my side, here's my hands." And Thomas said, "Oh, it's you, Lord. It's you." And he was so happy. But the Lord Jesus said, "Blessed are they that have not seen and yet have believed." That is us. Okay, that is us. We believe in something that we don't see, but we believe He is there. We believe that the Lord died, and now He's sitting in heaven waiting to take us home to that place He's prepared for us. He loves us so much. He wants us all to ask Him into our hearts to wash our sins away. "Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked." That's all the bad names people throw at us, all the nasty things people do and want to drag us down. We can turn our back to it, and He'll help us. "And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit." Praying always, casting all your care upon Him. It's hard at school too, isn't it, as a believer? You go to school? Yeah? Do you go to school yet? Do you go to school? You do school, right. Well, it's hard when you get out and you get a job and you go to school, or people are so mean sometimes and they don't treat us well because they know that we're different. But God, He will be there with you all the time, and He'll help you through all of it. Well, maybe we can sing that number 32. "What can wash away my sins?"
What can wash away my sins?
Nothing but the blood.
Very good. Well, we'll just close in prayer, but before I do, I just want you to see these bookmarks here. And everybody's welcome to come up and take one, or I think there's probably enough that you can take one of each. Okay, let's give thanks and praise the Lord Jesus for Sunday school. Our God and our Father, again, we thank Thee for Thy love to us. We thank Thee for Thy gift of Thy beloved Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank Thee for the little lesson here in Sunday school today, Lord. And we just would earnestly pray that each one would ask Thee into their heart to wash their sins away before it's too late, Lord. We know that Thou art come again to take us home to be with Thee. So, Lord, we would just pray for these dear ones and for the remainder of the day. And, Lord, as we too would come together and have the privilege to remember Thee in Thy death for us this morning. So we would thank Thee and praise Thee in Thine alone worthy and precious name, the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.